Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone. Continue Shmir Slosh and Shar Tivuna Perik Tess in Shin 187 with the Chavetz Chaim. After telling us that in order to avoid, one of the ways to avoid the Isser of Lashon Hara, of speaking Lashon Hara, of accepting Lashon Hara, is to strengthen your Midas HaBitachon. Exercise your muscles at the spiritual gym of Bitachon, of trusting in Hashem. So the Chavetz Chaim wants to elaborate a little more on this topic of Bitachon. The Agov Nivar Ma'at Midas HaBitachon. Says, let's digress a little, speak about Bitachon, and come full circle back to our discussion about Shmir Saloshin. David HaMelech tells us in Tehillim, Lamed Zayin, Kapitel Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, Betach Bahashem Va'asei Toiv, Shechon Eretz Ure'ei Emuna. Betach Ba'Hashem. First, David Melech tells us as follows. Step number one, to trust in Hashem. Step number one, you have to trust in Hashem. You wake up in the morning, you head out the door, you kiss the mezuzah, and you tell yourself, I'm going to have a successful day. I'm going to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm putting my bitachon in you, Hashem. What's next? What's the next step? Asay Toiv. Asay Toiv. You do good now. Who ki yisoid chazak kishiyuchal libonai salav kol binyan. Bitachon is that foundation. Can be compared to that strong foundation that a person can build any sort of building on it. If a person has bitachon, anything's possible. L'moshel, he gives an example here. Moshel, HaTorah Kedoshah Tzivsa Yisrael Neshinizor B'Limud HaTorah Tamid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah instructs us on a regular basis to make sure that we're learning Torah constantly, Tamid, on a regular basis. U'lepachus B'kvis Itam LaTorah. So, listen how he says this. Normally we think that a person has to be kovei itim l'Torah, set times to learn. That's very good. The setting times to learn is saying that I'm doing things other those times. But a person is always learning, then he's not setting time to learn because he's always learning. So that's why he's saying over here, at the very least, ulapachus kviyas itim l'Torah. Make sure you have set times to learn. So too, in regards to giving tzedakah and other mitzvahs, that at first glance it looks like a person is losing out. When a person opens his wallet and gives someone $20, when a person writes a check for $200, for the person's sending from the bank $200,000. It looks like he's losing out at first glance. And in fact, the Yetzer Hara is telling the person, go on the scale. Go on the scale now. Because you're going to see you're much lighter. You gave that stalker, you just lost a lot of weight. You lost out a lot. You lost a lot. That's what the Yetzer Hara is telling the person. The Yetzer Hara tells a young person that if you don't focus now in your youth of becoming very wealthy, of being able to pay your bills and the bills you don't have yet, when you get older, it's going to be too hard to travel around from place to place. Now you have strength. Spend your time focusing on the money. When you get older, you focus on the learning. That's what the Yetzer Hara tells the person. You're younger now. You're in your 30s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Now's the time to focus on your... You know, I want to tell you something. I know somebody. He's a massive Talmud Chacham. When I say massive, I mean massive. He's a walking Talmud Chacham. He's a walking Shas and Rishonim and Achronim. Like by computers, you just push the button. Here, you just talk to him, any topic, anywhere. The man officially has a job, and that job, he uses that job to pay his bills. And he could go into his profession. He's a doctor. He could go into that field in the private practice and make much more money. Make much more money. But he's learning much less. And he doesn't do it. And he has his job. He's paying his bills. This man is unbelievable. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us. Let's get our focus right. Are we going to listen to the Yetzer Hara? Now, no one is saying don't get a job to pay your bills. No one's talking like that. But when a person doesn't have time to open the safer, when he has the money and he's doing fine, and he's making himself crazy, priorities. And the Yetzirah is constantly attacking the person to distract him from the few minutes that he set aside to learn. The Kach Ba'Kosu says, the Chofetz Chaim, that's why David HaMelech is telling us, step number one is B'tach Ba'Hashem, trust in Hashem. Shehu bevada yashim lecha es kol haroi levoi lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you what you need. Do your hishtadlus. Do what's called normal hishtadlus. And that's a question to discuss with a person's Rav, with his Rebbe. What's called normal hishtadlus? But included in normal hishtadlus has to be learning yom v'layla, day and night. You wake up in the morning before you go to work, there has to be learning. You come home at night, you finish a whole day's work, there has to be learning. And it's not extra credit. It's like, oh, I did such a great thing today. Yeah, you did a great thing today, but it's not extra credit. It's the oxygen that we breathe. That's what Lima Torah is. That's what every single Jewish male has to do. I want to tell you something. There's a lady that listens to the shiurim. Her husband comes to learn Daf Yoimi. He comes to Daf Ma'ariv every night after a whole day's work. At 10:20 at night, he sits down to learn. Kvius Itim L'Torah after a whole day's work. Whenever I see him walk in, he gives me tremendous chizuk. And she's going to hear this, and he's going to hear it. How do I know he's going to hear it? Because he always tells me what his wife tells him, what they just learned. Sometimes he says, Rabbi Greenspan, you got to go easy on me. And these are people that are taking these lessons to heart. And they're Baruch Hashem growing. And this is what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us. Focus. What are we here for in this life? Olam Hazeh is a prize door. This world is a hallway. Are we going to focus on the hallway? Are we going to focus on what the hallway has to offer? Which is nothing. Or we're going to focus on Olam Haba. Haskin Atzmecha B'Praizdo Kedei Shetikonis L'Traklim, so you can get into the palace. The palace is Olam Haba. Mr. Shem will continue with the Chofetz Chaim on this topic next time. Step number one, Rabbi Yisai, B'tach B'Hashem, trust in Hashem. Hashem will give you what you need.